In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. John writes in his first epistle, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Notice here that the love of God was manifested toward us, that is, was shown to us in His sending His Son to die for our sins and rise again for our justification. It was not shown to us in God getting a giddy feeling about us. The love of God is not a warm, fuzzy contentment that we create in Him. In fact, God does not feel that way about us at all. And He did not show His love to us because we loved Him and deserved to be loved in return. We are sinners. He is holy. He hates sin. But still, amazingly, He loves us. He loves us by laying down His life in our place. This definition and understanding of love is important, yet you'll be hard-pressed to find a greeting card that has any inkling of it at all. Greeting cards, romance novels, soap operas, and sitcoms all have the same depraved view of love. They think it is an experience inside oneself. By love, they mean the way someone else makes you feel about yourself. If someone pleases you, makes you happy, makes you content, and entertains you, you might love that person. But my friends, that is not love. That is infatuation or some sort of self-serving eroticism, not love. True love is not a feeling at all. It is not an emotion. It is not a noun or adjective. No, true love is action. It is service. It is a verb. True love is manifested to us in God sending His Son to suffer and die for us, letting we who hated Him kill Him as the payment for our own sins, and demanding nothing, even love, from us in return. He loves, we receive. He does it because of who He is, not because of who we are. He does it because of what He has promised to be and to do. And that sacrifice, the driving in of those nails, the pressing down of those thorns into His brow, the cruel mocking, those things did not give God a warm, fuzzy feeling. It wasn't excitingly sensual. It was painful, lonely, and hard. It was not a matter of emotion. His love is His will. That is why Jesus prays in the garden, "Thy will be done." He means, "Thy love come to completion." God's will is to love us by buying us back from hell at the terrible price of His own life, satisfying His justice so that the devil will not win, and rising up again out of death so that we too might live. He sets His will to do it, and He does it. And our behavior has no bearing upon it. He just loves us whether we want Him to or not. Despite our rebellion and hatred, He loves us. And that love, that perfect, compassionate, merciful sacrifice offers to us free salvation and a home with God forever. Anna and Mike, that is the kind of love you are promising to one another today. Service, self-sacrifice, putting the needs of your spouse before your own needs. Pay careful attention to the pledges and vows you make this day. You are not asked to make promises about your emotions. You are not asked to be in love with one another, to be happy together, to like each other, or to set off sparks and warm, fuzzy feelings within one another. You are not promising to love your spouse as long as he or she makes you happy and deserves your love. No. Before God, in His holy house, and before these witnesses, you are promising to love your spouse until death do you part, no matter what. Not just when you feel like it, not just when your spouse makes you feel good about yourself, but at all times, in the good times and the bad times. Even when your spouse drives you nuts, and the last thing you feel like doing is loving him or her. Truth be told, it is precisely then, during the bad times, those times when you get on each other's nerves and make one another crazy, and those times will surely come if they haven't already. It is at those times when you will manifest true love for one another by sticking with one another and by forgiving one another as God has forgiven you. So don't come back someday and say, we fell out of love. So what? That does not affect the pledges and vows you make this day at all. They are made without condition or limitation, no matter what. Come what may, in good days and bad, whether your spouse keeps his or her end of the bargain or not. If love is defined as the world defines it, as an emotion created inside of you by someone else, then know going into this that you will fall out of love with one another time and time again. But Anna and Mike, you cannot fall out of true love, which is done, not felt. True love is done despite your feelings. And it is true love that you pledge to one another today that you will have and hold one another from this day forward, no matter what, till death do you part. So pay careful attention to the pledges and vows you make here this day. They are not easy or light. They are not simply hopes and dreams motivated by mere wishful thinking. They are serious. They are profound. They are real. But the good news is that they're not impossible. You can keep them. Not because you have some special ability within yourself to do so, but solely because you are already married to the one who has kept them completely and perfectly for you. Your marriage will be a marriage within a marriage, for you belong to the Holy Christian Church, which is the bride of Christ. And Christ, your bridegroom, has kept the pledges and vows you make to one another this day completely and perfectly, sealing them with His holy, innocent, precious blood. He has taken up your sicknesses and shame, broken down the walls that held you in, and paved the road to heaven for you. He has paid for your transgressions, mistakes, and inconsistencies. In Him, you, unlovable as you are truly loved. And Anna and Mike, it is through your mutual faith in Christ, through the union you already enjoy as His bride, that your marriage to one another will last. As you abide in the grace, mercy, peace, and forgiveness He continually gives to you through His holy word and sacraments, you will be able to bear one another's burdens and cling to one another in true love. May the Holy Spirit grant you that faith that clings to the cross of your Savior, your bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and Him alone. In His holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.